Hello, friends. Welcome back to the Puppy Training Principles podcast, where we help dog owners find solutions to their biggest problems, avoid common training pitfalls, and build the confident, calm, family canine companion they've always dreamed of.
Hey, friends. This is Lorelei taking over the Puppy Training Principles podcast today. Let's jump on in. Today, we're talking about why you are failing with your dog training by watching all the YouTube videos and piecing things together on the internet. So when dog owners go in and try to search for the solution to their one little issue that they're seeing, how to stop a dog from barking, why my dog jumps on people, how to stop this, how to stop that, and then they try just this piece, and overall aren't getting great results, that is because they're not following a whole proven process that helps to transform the dog as a whole and your relationship as a whole. So you need to know and follow a process that your dog starts to understand and relate with you, and you understand where you're going. You have a bigger goal, a bigger vision, and there's a path to get there, and there's a proven path to get there, and just little bits here and little bits there with different technique, with different trying this, trying that, your dog gets confused, you get confused. What you need is a proven pathway with an end goal that we know this pathway takes you to the goal where you want to get, that transforms your relationship and your whole dog's experience and your dog. So it's important to get really clear on what your overall goal is, your big goal, because that makes it so that all these other options that maybe will get you there or won't get you there, it clears the pathway. So you know what you want to do and what you don't want to do. It helps you to focus so that you can get to the overall goal that you want instead of feeling so scatterbrained and trying this and trying that and trying this and trying that and not ultimately getting anywhere. You're just going around in circles instead of getting clear on what you're goal and your vision is and finding the pathway that you know you want to take with there. It's important in your dog training to focus on what your dog's state of mind is. So not just that they're doing the thing, they're doing the sits or downs or weights or whatever you're working on, but what is their state of mind? Is it focused and learning to calm, or is it chaotic and all over the place? We want to, through our training, help our dogs to focus and to be able to find this calm state of mind. And it becomes like a mental muscle where the more they exercise it, the more they can find that state of mind and get there on their own or with a little bit of help from our obedience training. So it helps your dog to be able to have a more calm being in just the way they live life. And we do that through training. In our Chaos to Calm program, it is laid out week by week. So the first week you start by using food, you learn about pressure release, you learn about what your body is communicating with your dog, and you just start some basic obedience, and we're working on a relationship with your dog. And then week two, week three, we add a prong collar, we teach you exactly how to use it, how it's fitted, and we teach you the correct one to use and why it's important and how, and we add that with the food. We continue to add more obedience training and teach you exactly how to. And then week four, we add an e-collar, which is a wonderful tool if used correctly. We tell you exactly which one to use and how to use it, and how to use it with your dog to watch their reaction and to work accordingly. And then we do all of the training that we've already worked on with other tools and using food, and we add the e-collar, and just each week gets deeper and deeper, and each week we're watching for that state of mind with your dog to find the calm. By week eight, we're going on a field trip with a trainer, if you're lucky enough to be close to one of our locations and are working with a trainer, to go on a field trip, and we teach you how in the videos to do that and to be prepared for it, where they're doing a down outside of the store, they're waiting to come into the store, they're doing a loose leash walk through the store, through all of the distractions, doing a down, and you can walk away, all sorts of wonderful things that you can then apply into your life everywhere that you go. So that's where we get with that Chaos to Calm program. Whereas you can watch little bits of a video here and a video there on YouTube and grab some of this information and hope you're placing it together in the right order, the program lays it out for you because we know what your dog needs first, what your dog needs second, how to teach you to gradually learn step by step how to do these things to reach that bigger goal that we've talked about of this calmer dog mindset, a great relationship with you and your dog together, just a great canine family companion you can have for life. That's the bigger goal that we're reaching for, and we know the path that it takes to get there. So if you're grabbing a video that is better placed 4 weeks down the road with a better foundation, it's not going to produce the results that you are hoping for. So for an example, a real life example that many of you will understand, we can think about cooking in a recipe. And if you just took one or two ingredients out of a recipe and one or two of the many steps that you're supposed to take in that recipe and put those two together and hope that you come out with wonderful cookies, you may only have flour and salt and know to mix it in your mixer. And you don't get the complete picture by just taking little bits and pieces. You need the entire recipe. You need all of the ingredients and you need to know what order and in what steps to do it. And for less complex things, two ingredients that you mix together, instant pudding, you maybe don't need all of these steps in the right order and the right ingredients, but we are going for a bigger goal here, remember, and that takes more of knowing the correct ingredients and the correct steps to take. Some of the secret ingredients that we have in our Chaos to Calm program that bring such great results are teaching our dog to focus. We talk a lot about focus kills chaos, and that is so true. But it's hard to know, okay, well, how do I do that? We teach you exactly how to do it, what to help them to focus on, and how in a dog's language to get them to focus so that their mind can drop all of the chaos going on and they can learn to focus and calm down. So focus, we teach you how to do that. And then another thing that we really work a lot on is consistency, which we will help you know what to consistently work on that will give you the results so you can trust, oh, I'm not seeing great things in just the 2 seconds I've been working on this, but I know where this is going because we know where this is going. We've done it hundreds of times. We know what you need to be consistent on and tell you what to work on each week. So consistency, stick with the program, you'll get the results that you want. Another key ingredient that we have in the Chaos to Calm program is teaching you to communicate with your dog in a way that dogs understand. It's just not, it doesn't come naturally to humans. It's not intuitive to know how to communicate with a dog in a way that a dog understands. We have to know how to communicate with our dog in a way that they understand in order to reach those bigger goals that we want of having a wonderful relationship with our dog and a lifetime of a calm, confident canine companion. This is a lot of information that we've just given you. And if you want more clarification or to talk with a trainer about your specific dog, your specific situation, we would be happy to do that. In the show notes, there is a link to get a consultation and just jump on there. We can talk to you over the phone, or if you live near one of our locations, we can talk to you in person, meet your dog, hear your situation, and talk you through what the next step might be for you. Happy training!